Good evening. Here is the news, read by Hortensia Ngam. First, the main points. 25 cholera cases have been confirmed in the far north, including the death of a 5-year-old. Plus, the 6th World Antimicrobial Awareness Week kicks off tomorrow, highlighting the growing global crisis of antimicrobial resistance, with 2019 statistics from Cameroon showing over 5,000 deaths attributed to drug-resistance infections. And in sports, the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon will on Tuesday, November 19, face their Zimbabwean counterparts at the Yamadu Ahidjo Stadium in a crucial AFCON 2025 qualifier. Those were our top stories, and now the news in detail. We begin in the far north, where statistics indicate that 25 cases of cholera have been confirmed, including the tragic death of a 5-year-old. Prior to the release of these figures, the senior divisional officer for Diamare, Jean-Marc Ekwa Barga, led a public sensitization campaign in key locations such as markets and bus stations to curb the outbreak. During the campaign, the SDO emphasized the importance of adhering to preventive measures and warned that authorities would take strict action against defaulters as the disease continues to spread rapidly. Henry Tatsowe Kambi of CRTV Far North has the details in this report.
The senior divisional officer for the Diamare, in a travel agency educating the population on the dangers of cholera and how to prevent its spread, Jean-Marc Ekwambarga, who is leading a sensitization campaign aimed at barring the way to a cholera outbreak, was in the Maro Food and Central Market, the Garute Market, and other public spaces in Maroa to pass across this important message.
We had to come out and sensitize the population so that they can start implementing barrier measures. Cholera is a disease that has its roots in dirtiness. We cannot accept that the food people buy and eat will be on the floor and be in unclean places.
With cholera spreading quickly in Maroa, the senior divisional officer for the Diamare, Jean-Marc Ekwambarga, has warned that after this sensitization phase, the authorities will not hesitate to take action against those who fail to comply with the preventive measures. Maroa, Henry Tatoe Kambi, CLTV.
The 6th World Antimicrobial Awareness Week kicks off tomorrow under the theme Educate, Promote, Act Now. The campaign highlights the critical need for awareness and action to safeguard global health. In Cameroon, statistics show that over 5,000 deaths recorded in 2019 were attributed to multiple drug resistance, including antimicrobial resistance. This phenomenon, which results from the misuse of antibiotics, medics say will not be a fatality if taken care of at the preliminary stage. Elizabeth Bombone Akbo reports.
Antimicrobial resistance, a major global health threat, can put many of the gains of modern medicine at risk, medical practitioners say. Dr. Morike Ngwe Mokube, a medical practitioner at the Limbe Regional Hospital, throws small light.
Usually what leads to resistance is misuse. People taking antibiotics just for a cold. People not completing the treatment regimen and so on.
Be it oral or intravenous treatments, once the microbes become resistant, the consequences could be devastating.
The patients would have their symptoms worsen rather than become better. Number of days of hospitalization would increase, and in the worst case scenario, the patient may not make it, may not recover, and this may lead to mortality.
With several deaths recorded across the years, the medical practitioners are leaving no stone unturned to curb this growing phenomenon. Dr. Morike Ngwe Mokube, once again.
We have antibiotic stewardship committees that help to make sure that we prescribe the right antibiotics for the right illness and for the right duration. That we prescribe antibiotics only when they are necessary.
As they carry out sensitization campaign, they are calling on patients to desist from auto-medication and to strictly follow the right dosage of medical prescription.
Elizabeth Mbonne Agbo in that report. In religion, Christians of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon have been called upon to make a conscious commitment and prepare to support the church's incoming leaders. The Right Reverend Dr. Funky Samuel Foba delivered this message during his final sermon as PCC moderator at the opening service of the Synod of Assurance held at PC Boya Town. Bridget Diepasambiwan reports.
10 years, just like an evening gone as the wind of change blows across all the 31 presbyteries and congregations in the diaspora of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon to select the two top officers of the church, moderator and synod clerk, in a routine opening service dubbed Synod of Assurance was a joyous moment of prayers and farewell message as Right Reverend Dr. Funky Samuel Foba celebrates his last service and last supper in the capacity of moderator of the church in a parting sermon from Psalms 124 with focus on if the Lord was not on our side. The Right Reverend Dr. Funky Samuel, who leaves the stage standing tall, exhorted all to shun attitudes that may mar the spirit lives of Christians. He cautions that the new vision after the synod, which ends with elections, should be that of a conscious commitment and transformation to build a strong PCC. Apart from the opening service was inaugural of a multi-purpose building of Press Microfinance. The ceremony was attended by the Secretary General at the Southwest Governor's Office, Gilbert Achakwenti, the Divisional Officer for Boya, Abba Abdurrahman, Moderator of the Presbyterian Church of Nigeria, Moderator of the Reformed Churches in Uganda, Secretary General of the Council of Protestant Churches in Cameroon, SEPCA, Boya, Bridget Ndiep Assam Mbiwan, CRTV.
Still in religion, Christians of the Cameroon Baptist Convention support field in Boya have been urged to lead by example and reject the societal ills affecting today's world. The call was made by support field pastor Reverend Ebai Douglas Agbo during a church service marking the conclusion of the 2024 annual Bible conference at the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Boya. Details with Lucia Agbo from CRTV Southwest.
Was a time of fellowship, praise, worship, and prayers for support field and the Cameroon Baptist Convention. Psalms 15 verses 2 guided discussions that spanned through 3 days in Ebenezer Baptist Church. The Christians were charged to speak the truth with sincerity.
I'm Reverend Ebai Douglas Agbo, support field pastor. I haven't sat for 3 days getting expository preaching on what truth is, sincerity is, and how to apply it. It is my prayer that support esteemed Christians and ministers of support field council of churches will practicalize what they have heard to make our community what it's supposed to be.
To the Christians, the 3 day gathering was worth attending.
At times you might have the truth, but the way you present it matters. So I was encouraged that the truth should be spoken in love, so that when they hear us, we hear it will build them up, not to destroy them.
The executive president of the Cameroon Baptist Convention, Reverend Dr. Nditeme, urged the Christians to pray for stability in the church. Certificates of recognition were awarded to some outstanding Christians for their selfless service to the church. Lucia Agbo, CRTV News, Boya.
In culture, sons and daughters of Noni in Bui Division of the Northwest have resolved to unite and collaborate for the development and prosperity of their homeland. This commitment was solidified during the inaugural All Noni General Assembly meeting that took place in Bafoussam yesterday. Our West Regional Correspondent, Isaac Ngonkum, has the details.
For the maiden edition of the All-Noni General Assembly meeting in Gamwan, holding in Bafusam, the sons and daughters of the subdivision come out in their numbers to speak the language of unity and development.
From Kwanti, Dr. Mfindi Kintum. Following this General Assembly, we're going to put together a mechanism in place that would assemble all the sons and daughters of Noni under one umbrella that we call Nshi Noni. And so that general body would now work with all the individual village development associations, right, to be able to map out the key requirements, the key needs of the Noni people, and work together now to implement, you know, those initiatives for the betterment of the whole of Noni.
6 out of the 10 phones in Noni grace the Bafusam gathering. His Royal Highness Mfon Joseph Wa is their spokesperson.
All of us, the phones of Noni, we have found it necessary that we should bring our elites, our population together for the sake of peace, development, unity.
Through music and cultural manifestations, the joy of togetherness is magnified. It is now the hope of all attendees that the new umbrella association, Nshi Noni, will organize annual meetings of this caliber for greater unity and development of the land. Isaac Ngonkum, CLTV News, Bafusam.
You are listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. In sports, football, Cameroon will face Zimbabwe on Tuesday, November 19 at 2 p.m. at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé in the crucial Africa Cup of Nations 2025 qualification match. The match will determine the leader of Group J, with Cameroon currently at the top with 11 points, followed by Zimbabwe with 9 points. In preparation, the national team held a closed-door training session today, focusing on tactical drills and offensive play to gain an edge over Zimbabwe. Tomorrow will be dedicated to media activities, including the pitch inspection by the Zimbabwean team and press conferences for both coaches. The 2025 AFCON, set to take place in Morocco, has already seen 19 teams qualify, with Ghana eliminated and absent from the tournament. The Cameroon Football Federation has announced that the new football season will kick off in the coming weeks. Additionally, a new league for the under-17 category will be launched this season. The announcement was made by FECAFOOT President Samuel Etofis during a meeting in Bankomo yesterday. Harrison Ashutiku reports.
The Cameroon Football Federation General Assembly announced the start of the 2024-2025 season of the Elite 1 and 2 championships in the weeks ahead. They also disclosed the start of the Under-17 Football League across the country. SNAFOC's accreditation has been withdrawn by the FA, replacing them with the National Association of Cameroon Footballers. The Assembly also authorized the Executive Bureau to work in collaboration with the Ministry of Sport and Physical Education to revise the 2015 convention with the said ministry. These will be guided by the recommendation of FIFA. Decisions taken in the executive meeting this Friday, like the appointment of the new Secretary General Mandung Isak to replace Blessed Junang, and the appointment of the President of PWD of Bamenda, Pascal Abunde, and Pierre Batamak of Avion Academy into the FECAFOOT executive, were approved by the General Assembly. The Ordinary General Assembly of the Cameroon Football Federation rounded up at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo with all the 53 delegates, as well as other stakeholders involved in the deliberations, satisfied with the decisions adopted.
And that report from Harrison Ashutiku puts a cap on the 10 p.m. news presented by Hortensia Ngam.